UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Here's the steal. 3-on-1. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mazes.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible. Here comes Mazes off the steal. Oh, my goodness.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mazes. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mazes. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mazes. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mazes on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mazes and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mazes. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, and people, here's the plan. We plan on finishing this week with some level of dismount ability, some exciting dismount, which means we're efforting a one special guest that is long, long overdue. And since that's the case, in order to avoid being somewhat clumsy, we are going to wait to bring in Steve Rummage until after the first commercial break. So we'll just do this and get it over with. Steve Rummage is not in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
They want the boot.
There it is. I had to hit my sounder. I had to turn my mic on. Yeah, happy Friday, my friend.
Happy Friday, Nikki. Okay, so what are we going to do? Did I do a good job of making it clear that what we're efforting?
Yeah, no. I'll be honest with you. It's a little bit of a rough day around. We lost our dear friend Mike Pratt today, but not all is bleak
right
around these parts, because it's always fun when you can welcome a Louisville legend.
That's a fact. A goat,
certified goat honoree. Angel McCautry in the city. Renovating a court in Shively, giving back to the community. This thing's gorgeous, by the way. I'm going to tweet out a picture of it. But they're doing it as part of
timeout.
Yes.
I have to pass along the message to the YouTube channel. No, you will not be able to hear Nikki. I kind of forgot. I don't have my rig system, so you're not going to be able to get Nikki through the microphone. Sorry.
All right. Well,
sorry, Nikki.
Well, the important thing is they'll be able to hear you, and they'll be able to hear Angel. And Angel, in partnering with Adidas and Project Backboard, they're renovating a basketball court in Louisville Shively Park. She's on her way there right now, but is carving out a couple of minutes to join the show.
She's on her way there right now?
Yes, yes.
What you mean to tell me? I've been trying to get Angel McCautry on this show for at minimum 5 years, and the one time she's like in town doing a project, you couldn't be sure that she came into this studio to hang out with me?
I'm sorry.
This was the perfect day too. Steve is at home. It would have been so par for the course to have Angel McCautry in the studio with Steve sitting at home.
Hey, she's busy. She's carving out time. She's on the line right now. Angel, how are you today?
Wait a minute.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Angel, did you just hear me complaining about you not coming into the studio? I was hoping that was on the mute button.
I heard you. You know I'm always going to make time for you guys. I'll be back, you know? This is my second home.
Listen, Angel, it is absolute pleasure to have you in. And yes, it is true. Look, if you went to your Instagram messages, I'm sure you see a stalker like Maben939. You know, look, I probably send you a message every 6 months trying to get you to come here. Okay, so let's get to it. I don't want to make this about my particular complaining. Angel Bacatri joining us. Can you kind of just give us the origins? It's not this court dedication is not something that surprises many people who follow you, who follow all of your philanthropic things. So when did this become kind of something that you felt like you needed to do for the city of Louisville?
Yeah, I wanted to do something that was able to give back, you know. And I think, of course, I love the game of basketball, and I love the outreach that basketball does for the kids. You know, I just started playing basketball at 8. And never knew, you know, the possibilities I could have through playing sport, like being an Olympian. And now I have a court, you know, with the help of Adidas and here. So, you know, I want to encourage the kids to get involved in sport because, you know, you just never know where it can take you.
Yeah, I tell you, I do enjoy when you talk about the things that take you. I appreciate you being humble and saying the game of basketball has done everything. But since you were like in school, I remember you would always take on projects and adventures like in school. You would try to do, you know, broadcasting. You would always venture out into things that were, quote unquote, outside of the realm of basketball. What was the motivation for you to just be so fearless when it came to, you know, not, you know, you were never worried about being embarrassed. You were never worried about failing at anything. But you just always seem to try outside projects. Like, where does that come from, Isadi?
Well, I don't know if I would say I'm not scared of failing and stuff. I mean, we all have that fear. But I think the main thing is learning how to step out your comfort zone, you know, to try different things. And when that happens, the outcome can be amazing. You know, I stepped out of my comfort zone and asked Adidas, hey, can we do this project? I never knew, you know, what could happen out of it. And in doing that, now we have the full event and an amazing court. And, you know, you don't see many women have their own court. You know, the NBA players, they do it a lot and give back. Mm-hmm. And to see a woman do it, it's really awesome. And so I would just say it's more so just stepping out that comfort zone and seeing what happens.
Being that this is such a... like this is a bastion of women's sports. You know, it's, like I said, ever since Tom Jurich came in here, you know, he had one of the larger Title IX, if you can name it that, Title IX pushes to make sure there was a great deal of women equality in facilities and things like that. Over the time, you know, I know your work is never done, but how often do you you know share personal pride in how far the women's facilities and the women's standard of the game has come?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, it's not just about me. There's so many women who have come before me who have played in this wonderful city who may not have gotten the recognition that they deserve, but they put so many blood, sweat, and tears into the game to pave the way for us. You know, we have three Final Fours, and so that has come from the women before. You know, Jazz Covington, Sarah Nord, you know, Valerie Combs, these names hold a lot of weight. So we don't want to forget the people who have definitely paved the way.
This is kind of a outside of this question, but you'll be able to tie it in. You know, following your Instagram, you know, I see you make a lot of, I don't want to say missionary trips, but you know, you seem like you do a lot of international goodwill trips. What did you pick up that you felt like, okay, this is something, you know, these are things I learned outside of the country that I'm, you know, blessed to be in a position to bring back to not only the you know, Louisville, but just to the United States and your whole movement? Like, what did you pick up along the way?
Oh, man, I picked up so many wonderful things. I think traveling broadens your mind so much, and it opens the door to answer questions that you may not know and that maybe the TV or the news may not give you. I always tell the kids to travel somewhere. Even if you can't afford to travel, be a tourist in your own city. I'm sure you can go to the Muhammad Ali Center or go different places you've never been in your own city. So I always encourage the kids to do that because you learn. But one of the main things I've learned is it's just to be grateful, because there's a lot of people who don't have what you have. I've met a lot of women players in other countries. Like, I went to the Middle East, and girls are asking me questions like, how does your dad feel about you playing basketball? And I'm like, he loved that I played basketball, but I got to remember, oh, I'm in the Middle East, where playing sports as a woman is not the ideal thing. you know, my dad wants me to be a doctor, a lawyer, and I'm not supposed to play sports. So, you know, different things like that. And I had to explain to girls in the Middle East, well, hey, you know what? Just 50 years ago here in the United States, it was the same mentality. Mm-hmm. Women were, what, supposed to be in the kitchen, you know, be moms. But it's changed. I said, and it's going to change for you guys, too. Maybe you guys are a little behind, but it will happen. And so those are the things you learn that you can aspire anywhere. And going to Africa, they had never had a female come and do a camp with just all girls. Mm-hmm. They didn't even believe I was coming. So you just learn different things that, you know, the sport is growing. Especially for the women. And I tell them, the kids, I'm like, hey, you know, you don't have to just go to the NBA or the WNBA. There's so many other opportunities in the sport. You could be a general manager. You can be a coach. You know, the NBA is hiring more women than they ever have before. You can play overseas. It's so many opportunities in the sport outside of just playing.
Talking with Angel McCautry here on Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. A couple more questions before you get out of here. I have to say, it feels like you almost knew where I was going when you said Middle East, because my time in the Middle East was definitely like incredible eye-opener with just the simplest questions, you know. So you sounds like you had pretty much the same experiences as I did, you know, kind of on the male side. Okay, so let me ask you this. You have projects going on. Like, how do you stay as organized as you do? Because like I said, I make a joke about, you know, reaching out to you, but I'm sure you, like, you get bombarded with people who want to, you know, can you, you know, kind of tag along the momentum that you've been, you know, creating for the last 20 years. How do you keep that life, you know, kind of organized?
I honestly think I kind of learned to balance and go with the flow. Because there is a whirlwind, you know. You play overseas, yep. And you come back playing in the NBA, and then you're just always busy. And then when I got injured for the first time, I was like losing my mind, because I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? Because I never stood still. So I think my injury helped me learn to balance and to know when to sit, to know when to be busy, to know when it's time for this and that. You know, and that's why a lot of athletes, they have to get therapy after they stop playing, because they're just gone, move. And you don't know how to just zen. And I learned meditation and my injury, all those things to just calm and balance. So I've definitely got better with organization through time and injury. So it actually is a blessing in disguise. Of course, nobody wants to get injured.
Right.
But you can find the lessons.
No, listen, I say that probably once every 6 months. It's like, you know, I say I don't really celebrate holidays because I don't know how, because my whole youth I was always Christmas tournaments, Thanksgiving tournaments, out of town going. So you're like, holidays, what's that? So give me a guilty pleasure that you kind of learned about yourself when you did have to, you know, slow down due to injury. You know, it's like one of those things, like I was never a video gamer, and just like there were so many little things that people were doing that I started enjoying when I actually was forced to slow down. Did you pick up any just little guilty pleasures?
I really did. I really, really got into the music thing, being in the studio. Mm. I don't know what it is. Of course, people don't take athletes to do music seriously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, like, every athlete wants to be an artist. Every artist wants to be an athlete, right? We hear that saying.
Yep.
But really, I find it therapeutic to create sounds and to hear the finished product and then to see people's reactions. That's actually what I really love about it. So I guess, you know, being an athlete, we crave the applause because we're so used to, you know, fans and hearing them roar.
Yep.
And so I love to create because I crave that applause and the reaction.
Yeah, and see, when you say creativity and the acknowledgement of your creativity is kind of like, it's almost like a service. And like, if I make a beat and y'all like it, you feel like you know, it's still like a public service almost, to, you know, to have somebody enjoy. Okay, well, listen, while I got you here, dig a little deeper into that one. Like, tell people where they can find, where they can listen to you. You know, just look, don't be bashful. Advertise it all.
I appreciate that. Actually, the court is called Reaching for the Stars, and it's motivation behind a song that I just released called Reaching for the Stars. It's a motivational song. I think it helps the kids. It just talks about, you know, just perseverance, but it has a really poppy, nice feel to it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, all the music platforms. Just type in my name and Reaching for the Stars. It'll pop right on up.
Well, listen, Reaching for the Stars, Angel McCautry. I thank you so much for your time. Whenever you're in this area, you please don't hesitate to stop by. Listen, I'm looking at the Tan Connection and where Gray's Bookstore used to be. That's where the studio is. You make sure you stop by, spend a little time with me in the studio so we can get nerdy with the basketball stuff. Just promise me you'll do that at some point.
Sounds like a plan, and hey, come to by the court and get a little bit of this one-on-one action. You know what I mean?
That was right. That was Angel McCautry. People joining us on Middays with Marcus Maben. It was very, very fun having. Thank you so much, dear.
All right, thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Look, Nikki had a look on his face like you were going to ask us something. I'm like, oh, hold on. Did I just, like, get lost in the interview? Or where nobody, I could go on forever about this.
Well, no, I just, I'm sorry. I stepped away from the mic for a second. But the art on the court itself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just wanted, maybe a comment from Angel on that because, it's inspired.
They have like a 3D 35 to it.
Yeah. And it's, it was inspired by a single she had. I mean, Angel's like a Renaissance woman. And so wanted her to maybe weigh in on that.
But, reaching for the Stars, Angel McCautry. Thank you for joining us, Nikki. I'm going to hold you accountable for next time to make sure we get her in the studio. I'll tell you what, on that note, we'll take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. Do we have our man Steve Rummage? Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
I'm in here.
You didn't have your We Want Steve ready? You didn't get your We Want Steve ready? Steve, you better not be out of breath, Steve.
No. No, listen. It hurt my feelings. I'm like, man. Like, all right, thank you. I appreciate that, Nick. Thank you for getting it ready. No, listen, I'm not out of breath. People, it's funny you say that, though. I don't know if people know. When I do the show from home, like, I literally put my on clouds on.
Right.
And I, I pace, with a furious pace back around and forth, through that. Like, I look down and I try to get, 3 miles in. Just, walking in the house during a show. So it's like, it's just, I don't know. It's just some sick, sick thing. Listen, Marcus, I didn't get to hear the very beginning of the show. I heard Angel, just the true meaning of the GOAT is Angel McCautry. In basketball, it's like, who's the GOAT? In men's basketball, you're like, well.
Listen,
there's an argument. Steve, there's not in women's basketball.
Listen, Steve, let me do this really quick. Listen, she was in a serious mode. She's really talking about the event and all that stuff. So I couldn't really just interject this one, Steve, because it's one of those jokes that you don't want to land flat on your face with the joke,
sure.
Steve. But this is what I was legitimately going to say. I don't know how you feel about this, Angel, but ever since I've seen you play in person, every time, I do the, listen, these no woman can beat me, kind of joke, right?
Yeah.
She's the first name that pops up in my head. Like, when that little voice in the back of your head says,
yeah.
There are a couple people that can, you know how you say, yeah, no top level Division I, but I'm like,
I got so much respect. Listen, down the line, Shoney, Asia, when you're looking down the line, you say, now, right now, Haley Van Lith, Mikasa Robinson, Mahisha Hines, or Mahisha Hines Allen, all these. And it's like, there's no conversation. Because, listen, for instance, no disrespect to Haley. And I know she may be listening. She's tuned in a couple times, so I've heard. So, but here's the thing. I've been next to her.
Right.
She's a specimen. Don't get me wrong. I've been next to Angel. Angel looks like she plays in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're like, is she six? She's what? When she walks up, Angel dwarfs me. I'm a big dude.
Right.
You're talking about.
You always do that, Steve. You make the standard right there with you. Just
yeah, that's why I stand up and just size up basketball teams. I'm like, okay. Look, every time a team runs by, I'm like, would I even consider stepping out on this court?
Listen, no. Nikki, Steve really does that. You know that little corner? Like we were lucky enough for multiple years to sit courtside, right? And we sat right by the visitors, you know, entrance and exit, right?
Right.
So every time at halftime, Steve would always stand up and he would just try to, you know, like posture up and just he would peacock as much as possible and watch everybody walk by, right? And then sometimes he would just turn around and say, "We're gonna get killed."
It's just like touche.
Yeah, and sometimes he would just stand up and he's like, "Why are we losing to them?"
Yeah, I know. It was. Do you know the two things that always fascinated me, Nick?
I'm listening.
Was A, how big North Carolina and Florida State, outside of the Zion Williamson Duke team, I will say that might have been the most impressive group I've ever seen up close. But outside of that one team, there's two things would always get me. How big Florida State and North Carolina were every year, whether they were good, bad, whatever. And then the other was how freaking short some of these coaches are.
This short,
I'm like, you can't be, you can't little. Be Roy Williams. Yeah. That's not Roy Williams. Like, I refuse to believe it. I'm like, Roy Williams comes up to my nipple. Like, I'm like, that's not Roy Williams.
You know what I always enjoy, Steve? The respect level or lack thereof that some teams had. You know, just like, you know how you could tell some teams had some dogs? Because they were just like talking about stuff like they didn't even care about the game. Just, hey man, look at the, you know, look at
that. Do you know what I liked, Marcus? Was the teams that were super hype. This is exactly what you were saying, just mm-hmm. a different way.
Yeah.
But the teams that were super hype because they were running into Louisville.
Yeah.
Like, and you could tell they were like, oh man,
looking around.
You
know, like,
let's go, baby.
Right,
you know,
because right. Like, they would walk. Oh, here's the thing: they would run on the court so fast. But then when they left the court, they would just be looking around kind of like, oh, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah, that awesome. Was always that was always fun. So, yeah, I look forward to getting back to that.
What about the fake angry dude? Look, the fake angry dude from Motlow State.
Oh, yeah. Man, which team was it? Listen, I mean, dude, Nikki, there was always a team of scrubs.
Overly angry scrub couple of dudes.
Dude, they walking off the court, you know, we're up 15. We're up 15 and they're like, man, we shouldn't even be losing these guys.
Chihuahuas acting like pit bulls, yeah, you know,
yeah.
That thing.
Do you know how hard it is, Nick, not to go, yeah, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just,
we could have wiped before with you. You know?
Bro.
Man, they ain't all that. Let's go.
Yeah, like, bro, dude, come on.
Player to player, pimp to pimp. You didn't have a chance, man. Come on.
I know. And as I walk around the corner to take a pee and see Steve Enoch or one of those guys, and I'm like, dude, y'all, bro, you didn't have a shot. Look, Steve's not even sweating, dude.
I'm peeing next to a Clydesdale, you, and you're a Shetland pony. Come on, let's be real.
You should see the look on people's face because you know, like we were back by the bat, you know, the little public.
Oh yeah,
bathroom.
Marcus, tell him greatest moment, and it's funny who it was, you know, because of how much we, you know, at times. But oh yeah, greatest moment ever.
Look, Nikki, the guys are back in the tunnel area, you know, kind of just bouncing around, you know, messing around. So there's a little, you know, individual bathroom. You know, a lot of guys, you know, make a last second trip, you know, in that little bathroom. So sometimes there's a little line, right? You know, people just like, they're expecting a regular human to come out the bathroom, right? They're not expecting, was it Malik?
Yeah. Marcus said, Steve. He was like a grandpa. It was funny. He was like, Steve, come over here. I'm like, what? He goes, watch these people when this door opens. And I'm like, okay. And Nick, that door opens, and Malik Williams ducks his head out of there, and like those women,
his head to come out
because this wasn't a players' bathroom, so they didn't have like you know in the players' locker rooms and stuff and all. They you know they got the 10-foot doors, you know, and right. stuff, so that way the players can comfortably go through stuff. But no, he ducks his head, and Nick, this yes, this group of people were like, oh.
like they forgot they had to go to the bathroom.
Yes. That's exactly what he came out of that door like with that music. Just it was like, oh my God.
It's like, yes, people. Look at
And we sit around and pissed on him for a year.
Just mad at him. Hey, toughen up, Keith. Okay, so Steve, what has your week been like? What is your sports week been like? Because you know this is kind of a dismount day. You know, just like
yeah.
What do you like? Do you feel like you grew out of this week? Do you feel like you learned anything? Because here's the thing: I talked to you a little bit in the morning. I'm riding by the Floyd Street facilities. I'm riding by the basketball complex, and I'm thinking, how do I feel today? You know, through my week, because you know, like I said, we're kind of on that watch. You know, we're hoping. You know. Eternal optimism. We like seeing our football players pop commitments, and we like waiting on basketball news. So where are you at right now, kind of your hype meter?
Oh, I think this weekend, man, for me, it's starting today. I'm starting to look at Instagram. You're starting to see pictures of Reuben Owens in Louisville. And of course, it looks like Armageddon outside all of a sudden.
I know.
I'm like, yeah, thank you for that.
Oh, man.
But it was, you're starting to see these football players touch down, kind of shifting my eyes to this football recruiting weekend. While all at the same time in the back of my head, remembering Pierce Clarkson saying something about a basketball guy too.
So right.
Listen, I have my antennas up. As far as basketball, but really, really kind of keeping an eye on this football situation this weekend. Now, I don't know if that's where I would go radio-wise right mm-hmm. now, but for me personally.
Antennas know. Because, rumor and antennas because, okay, what are we talking? 1 week of full workouts, 2 weeks of full real deal workouts. Now you're starting to get into the, okay, the psychological bonding of my team. Now, I don't want to steal your point, but you were kind of talking sure. about how, you know, okay, now they're working out. Now they're starting to, it's starting to be a team.
So, well, this and is the coaches are deciding, yeah. am I okay with this? I think.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the Elaborate. Coaches are starting to see 5-on-5 workouts, not just pickup. Not individual workouts, but 5-on-5 workouts. And I think the coaching staff now has to start looking and saying, okay, are we okay with just rolling with this? Look, newsflash, Louisville's probably not going to win the championship this year. Are we? I know, it's tough to believe.
Be careful, Steve.
Well, hey, North Carolina almost did it, so I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, I wonder if Kenny Payne says, you know, hey, and again, please don't misconstrue my words here. Like, they needed another guard. They needed another player. There's a reason they went out and tried to get another one, you know, for whatever reason they didn't. So I'm talking about right now where they're at today. You know, I mean, does he say, hey, you know, maybe we just build a foundation this year with what we have, you know? Maybe I love the culture. I love what we have with the guys. I love what's going on here. And you remember, majority, I think all the players on this team can technically come back, right?
Mm-hmm.
For another year. So not that they all will, and I hope they all don't.
Right.
We're good enough, you know, we have some pros. But I mean, I think you get into that spot now where – they're kind of seeing what they want to add. Do I want to add another guy that's more of just a body, or do I let Hersey Miller and Zam Payne and, you know, Aiden McCool be the bodies? Maybe you do that. So I don't know. You know, there's a lot of fascinating things that I think start to happen now that you're into that time.
Okay. I'm gonna say this again out loud. I think I said this earlier in the week. Say it again out loud. Are we gonna be able to do the? Okay, I don't want to come up with a goofy cliche name, Steve. Like the, I don't. Okay, put it this way. Ever since the Tax Boys, and we failed with every single, you know, it's a curse now. Super Six is a curse. The Bahama Bullies is a curse. Like, and giving them names is just a curse now. I mean,
Puma. Sure.
The only thing that we have benefited off of a little
Tugs.
Bit.
Jesus
Christ. Oh man.
Dark Slime.
I think we're on to something here.
No more nicknames.
Hey, no, Dark Slime's doing his thing. Did you know he just got the job at North Hardin?
I did not know that. Yeah, I was just thinking of nicknames at some point. Just yeah.
Oh yeah, he
said
he
Puma.
Wins. Yeah, Puma.
I mean, what about Mikhail? Does that count?
No, that was actually great.
Name changes just because it was so great that he went back to it.
No, he was incredible when he was Mikhail. Oh. I don't know what happened.
we're bring Mikhail back.
I know.
Okay, so is it like position groups? If we group somebody with a nickname, then we're done.
Trying to name. That's what I'm curious. Are you naming this team? Are you trying to name this team right now?
Okay.
Is that what's happening?
I almost started to, and then I'm like, I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to give them a fake personality. But without giving them a fake personality and name, if they are the point guardless team, there's going to be some catchy name come up, you know? There's going to be some kind
right,
of...
Right,
this is, you know, one of those teams. This is, like, that's what they're going to be known for, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Does that change the standard? Is that going to change the framing? Listen, I had a conversation with you this morning about the expectations. I even said it on my little live this morning. I said, okay, look, we made the joke. You lose to Bellarmine at the beginning of the year, and just the people jump off the rails.
Right.
Right. So is this going to be the pass of the point guardless team?
I mean, I don't think that necessarily mattered regardless. I mean, as far as Kenny Payne's career was never going to be judged off this season if he landed Tyrese Hunter and Imani Bates. Like, does that make sense? Like, I don't think he was ever going to be.
You know
what I think he would be more judged for?
I'm listening.
Do you get DJ Wagner or not? I'm not saying I agree with
that. His first judgment is going to be Wagner, based on Wagner.
I think so. I think more so than what happens this season. Do you get DJ Wagner? Because I think you would catch more judgment
for not getting DJ
for
Wagner.
For missing DJ Wagner than you would failing to make the tournament, you know,
in
like
being
a 15th of a 16 win team or something, you know, something that's just like clearly out of the tournament. I think you would catch more judgment for missing DJ.
I didn't say Twitter poll because Friday.
I can extend the time on the poll so it goes the whole weekend.
Are you going to want to use that for content on the next show, or are you kind of got a full?
The next show is going to.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Other centric. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, I mean.
But Monday.
Monday I'm going to have a new player on my team, and like, you know how it goes. Like, Monday, 3 days. Cause
Nick, I would listen. If I saw you post that poll from another show, I'd be like, if I look down and from ESPN 680, it said, "What would Kenny Payne catch more flack for, missing DJ or not making?" I would be like, I hate these guys.
Well, I was gonna, you know,
I would. Send
am I a
that
clout
to
chaser
Marcus.
For putting it on my personal Twitter?
I would send that to Marcus with an eyeball roll emoji. Like, I hate.
Sheesh, I won't put it up.
I mean, it's a conversation we're allowed to have. I just don't want that on my name.
Only we're allowed
I don't
to
want
have
that
it,
on
though.
My record.
No, it's
at Steve Rummage asks.
It's what we always say. I can have a conversation like this about my team, but y'all can't. No, you don't get to because y'all do it all the time. I can pick on my team. You can't because you hate my team. I love my team, and I try to make my team better by picking on them. But if this, my kind of the direction I was going with this is like, if this is my point guardless team, I still don't think I'm like Marcus Maven. I still don't think I'm going to care. Actually, to me, it's going to be like more us against the world. I'm going to demand more out of my team. I'm like, you mean to tell me Kenny Payne took a gamble on you, nine players? Y'all better win. Y'all better go out
there
and
win. Well, I think that's how. I think you're more in the majority, too. And I think the crowds will be that way a little more, maybe not in the judging of the team, but I think you're going to see a little more rallying fan base this year. Like, hey, man, let's rally behind these guys and see. You know, that's like the year. I bring it back to the year that Patino called the bridge year.
Mm.
We went into that season. The recruiting class ended up sucking because we only got Gorgie Jang and Russ Smith.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, our big guy, I can't remember his name, Justin Crawford. Who was it? It's slipping my mind, but the kid from Huntington that ended up not getting eligible, so we were stuck with these two bums. Gorgie and Russ.
Right.
It was like, okay,
it's a bridge year.
They're freaking two-star and a three-star big man. This sucks. So we got him. We had to call Perrin in. I love Perrin, but we had to call Perrin in to play in the red-white game because we didn't have enough competent players. You know, so Perrin's out there running in the red-white game. Like, what is this team, man? And you know, you got Preston and stuff. But that fan base, you look – Marcus, that team lost in the first round to Moorhead.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody looks at that team as a failure.
That was a setup, too. That's a setup. That was listen, brutal. Listen, Steve, there's only about five things where I accuse the world of, like, and I do mean it. Just let me get this out of my system right now, Steve. Sorry about that. Moorhead. I'm never going to be talked off of this one. You know how I tell you sometimes, Steve, like I try not to think about game fixing and I try to, you know, we kind of laugh about some conspiracy theories and, you know, things like that, right? Mm-hmm. You'll never, ever convince me that the only weakness of that basketball team we had that year was rebounding. You will never convince me that it was just dumb luck that the best rebounder in the United States of America, Louisville, just happened to draw him.
Well, we did, and
I remember the matchup. I'm like, somebody fixed that matchup.
Well, and that's very possible.
Listen, look, I felt like that about Minnesota. Go figure. Coach Mack draws little Rick Pitino in the first game in the tournament. In the first game in the entire tournament, NCAA tournament, Coach Chris Mack draws Rick Pitino Jr. as the first game in Iowa.
Yeah, well, he did.
Oh, listen. You'll never convince me, Steve, that it – listen – in a COVID-arranged year, the first team out. I mean, this is our whole field of 68. And the very first team that gets out of that turn.
If somebody catches COVID, then Louisville will be the first team in. Louisville's the first team out.
Sorry, thanks for letting me eat that.
They were, but no, I'm glad you got that out. You needed to get that out. But here's the thing. That year in 11, the reason why I think these 2 years are comparable is Louisville really rallied behind that team as a fan base. They rallied around that team. They enjoyed the success. That team ended up being pretty good. I mean, they made it to the Big East Championship game, and got a four seed.
But was that undervalue? Did that make them better? Like that lack of respect,
yes.
That lack of expectation.
Yes, I think
Did it make the players play harder, or just expectations made us enjoy it that much more? Like, kind of what do you think?
Well,
was it the psychology of that team, or the give and take from the fan base?
Well, I'm about to tell you. Do you want to know why fans cheered for that team, or behind that team, and loved that team?
Elaborates.
because of the 2012 recruiting class. Because you knew, hey, let's get what we can get out of this team. Because next year, we got Wayne Blackshear, Shane Bohannon. You got Jack Price coming in. You got this top five class coming in. You might get this guy. You might get this guy. You know, you're feeling good. And you knew, hey, a lot of pieces come back off this team. And we're going to rally this thing into pretty good. And you know what we rallied it into? A Final Four and a national championship. And that's where I think this team is going to kind of get that. Because something is going to change in this fan base. Even if you're listening right now and you're like, not me, Steve. Not me. I'm going to be mad about the point guard position all freaking year. Let DJ Wagner commit. If DJ Wagner commits to Louisville, you'll be like, eh, I mean, you know, the transfer portal's a crazy place. And it's fine. I'm not making fun of that guy, whoever that guy is. Like, but I feel you. You know, like, I know. But as soon as Louisville gets and you start to go, you know what? Oh, yeah, let's rally behind these boys. Let's see what they got. 9-10 players. Let's go see what they can do.
Do you think people start paying more attention to the culture and just the effort?
Yes. Yes. 100%. I think people will start to go, okay, you know, this is a foundational year. Let's go see what these boys got, man. Let's go see what they can do. You know, they're out here. Oh, man. They go and they beat a Carolina. They beat, I'm kind of keeping the Kentucky game out of it because that's a different beast in general. But, you know, they go beat Duke.
I just want to see the difference. Okay, right now on Friday, this is all due to change. Put it this way. I don't think Kenny is going to get, like in my mind, right now on Friday, I don't think Kenny Payne is going to get credit for if Devin Reed plays well or if Kamari Lance plays well. Because if we already heard day one, they're pretty tough. You know, it's like, okay, you got some good recruits, right? So I don't think he's going to get really like direct credit for that. Or even Brandon Huntley Hatfield. Like, no matter how great of a year he has, it's going to turn back into, well, Brandon was already a blue chip, player already, Even Sidney Curry. Like, he came on. We're going to end up blaming, just saying, hey, the coaching staff from last year, failed to really take advantage of Sidney Curry, and he was already a baller, So all these guys that I think if they play well, he won't get the proper credit for it, but it's like if Rose, Jalen, and L, like if they look different, if you see something you hadn't seen in them, it's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Because I think we just got tangible. Like if JJ ends up being a contributor, like those are going to be tangible changes in players where we can say, okay, this is a coach related thing. If their defense picks up, if they're finishing around the basket, if their athleticism looks much improved, it's like, this is my coaching staff. This is where we need to go. So, yeah, right now I'm feeling like the most important thing is looking at the change in the players that I've already seen play here versus new guys coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But with that being said, I'm still like, listen, I don't mind Brandon Huntley Hatfield using us to be one and done.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Marcus, we need Brandon to stay so we can play with Luke Wagner. And it's like, yeah, we'll bring Bradshaw for that.
Yeah, so we're gonna figure this thing out.
Yeah, Sydney, get on. Yeah, Brandon, get on out of here. Don't worry, we'll find some replacements.
Right,
we'll get a full off season and recruit. What if Kenny Payne just starts paying everybody next year in NIL and everybody to death? Like, yeah, I'm not playing this game.
You get a bag. You get a bag. You get a bag.
Last year I was miserable. Last summer.
Yeah, that first year was just all talk.
Yeah. What do y'all want me to say? Like, I was just trying to, do it the right way, but that didn't last. Rolling along with Jason Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.